Our guest at the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we both lost a friend, and a lot of people lost a friend here recently when Dr. Jim Conrad passed away, and he has been an occasional guest on this program over the years, the A&M Commerce archivist and historian in his own right, but you worked very closely with him, thought a lot of him, didn't you?
In 1979, Jim Conrad and Ralph Goodwin from the history department, Jim was just new here from to in the archives, and they had a class. I think there were 15 of us, 14 or 15. We went 4 days a week for 3 weeks, 12 classes. It was the best class I ever took. Mm. We heard people from the Texas Historical Commission, from the National Register of Historic Places, all these, those type of people. We went up to Cooper, and there was a man up there that had collected all this stuff, and he found some old vacant buildings, and he set up his own museum. We went to cemeteries. We went to the library. We went all these places.
And you were working on a master's degree?
No, I was bored to tears. I hadn't been married long. My husband was a workaholic, as he was. And we had no children yet. So that summer, I was bored, and I saw that in the paper, and I signed up, and it changed my life.
Yeah, and your background was as an elementary school teacher. So, but from this and other courses, I guess, that you took, you got into history.
Right, and that local history isn't as bad as some. There's no reason to look down your nose at local history.
I agree. I suppose some people do, but I agree.
And there's a saying that all history is local history.
Mm, for somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was an excellent historian in his own right.
Oh, yes.
Because you've mentioned several times, we've talked about books, and you've mentioned fairly recently that some of his books are your favorite books on regional history and, I guess, Texas history.
He did a book, I think he had, I'm not sure if he had, he did one on the timber industry down south of Lufkin. Very, very good. But it was about the power that those, the lumber yard men and the railroads had.
Mm-hmm.
Then he did one on Freedom's Colony. That's with the freedmen, African people who had, right after the Civil War, had gotten their emancipation.
Right. And specifically, the Freedmen's Colony, or the one that we know best here, is is now Nealandville. Yeah, known as Nealandville. And we're talking with Carol Taylor. Carol's the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. What does an archivist do?
Archivists are wonderful people. One of the things Jim did was he met a man whose name was Wyatt Mower. And this was, 30 years ago. And Wyatt Mower had a old canoe, or maybe a Piro, that from the Cajuns, down on
a Piro?
Yes.
All right, good.
On Caddo Lake.
Uh-huh.
And he and Jim brought that thing, I think, up here, and I don't know where it is now, but it was a big deal. You know, he found that.
So it was a historical artifact.
Yes,
in
effect. And mm-hmm. archivists collect artifacts.
I see.
And if you've ever been in his office, there's a lot of artifacts.
I see. So it's not just things on paper. It can be items, historical items that they preserve.
He worked with Dr. Salvaggi. Here, they had a log cabin that had been moved from some pioneer, early settler here in the Commerce area, up to Cooper Lake.
Mm.
They brought it back, and it's now at the museum, an authentic log cabin.
Oh, it's at the Audie Murphy?
Yes.
American Cotton Museum. That,
yes.
I know which one you're talking about,
yes.
So that's where that came from.
Jeff Maynard, and he held, when there were elections in this area, they were all held at his house.
This is the cabin that you're talking
yeah.
about. That was Jeff Maynard was the man who owned the cabin. Well, so Jim Conrad, a person very well known and well loved among people in all over Northeast Texas, but in particular Commerce and Hunt County, and an event celebrating Dr. Conrad's life, 5 p.m. Saturday, August 10th at the Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum in Greenville.
Yes. Many, many, many of his students wouldn't have gotten any farther if it hadn't been for Jim.
Yeah.
He knew what all of us were working on, and if he found something that was he thought might interest us, might help us, he would call us. He would send us a letter. Many times I would, when I worked at the museum, I'd get a package from Jim, and it was something that he thought I needed to have there at the library. Kyle Wilkerson talks about when he was working on his PhD dissertation, how he'd get packages from Jim. Mm. And then once Jim learned how to use the internet, we all got information from them.
Yeah.
Without asking.
Right. I see. So again, 5 p.m. Saturday, August 10th, Audie Murphy American Cotton Museum in Greenville for that event in honor of Dr. Jim Conrad. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. Carol Taylor, chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.